afternoon. Welcome to the Susquehanna Council meeting of August 13th, 2024. First thing is to approve the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, I recommend changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We have motion carried. We have the minutes of July 30th. Questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. One letter, and it's from Delaware Community Foundation, thanking the council for their donation.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council.
Can I maybe make the point again that the hearing for the wind position has been closed?
Correct.
No need to send emails or letters anymore, so.
Very true. Very true. The hundreds of you have sent them.
Thank you.
Well, you. Public comment, Mr. Guy, any? Okay. Operator, to check online, please, public comment.
If there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, dial 5-star. At this time, no one wishes to speak.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. We have one consent agenda item, use existing infrastructure agreement, IUA 522, Plantation Medical Building, Building 4, West Rehoboth area. Any questions on that at all? Entertained motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We have motion carried. Mr. Lawson, I see we have an item under your report here for somebody thinks they're retiring.
Indeed, Mr. President. Yes, we do have recognition every day. Today we are going to honor Mr. If he is allowed to leave, I guess today we allow him to leave and celebrate that.
That's the next vote.
Okay, gotcha. Well, in honor of his to-be-determined retirement, I do have a treat, so I'd like to do that today. Sussex County Tribune, be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Robert L. Schoonover, Manager of Logistics, Emergency Medical Services, for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County 20 years and 7 months. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Robert with wishes of happiness and good health. Signed, Michael Aitken, Council President. Congratulations, Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of council, I just want to thank you for your support of the EMS program that I've been with for the past 20 years. Internally, we just thought you were a part of our team. Your support of public safety in this county has been outstanding and paramount to the overwhelming success that this program has or has every day. Citizens and visitors' lives are affected every day in a professional, positive manner that emulates the motto of caring people, quality service. It's interesting that when I look back, I had Johnny Wright pull some numbers for me. When I back in 2004 in January, riding on the ambulance with Mike Vincent and Doug Butler, we had 14,000. We actually got a little sleep. Today, last year, they were 34,000, almost 35,000 calls, so 175% increase. So as that increases, everything else has had these. So some of the things that I got to do, or we got to do, is I got to roll the whole fleet over one time, got to replace the old fleet except for the DEMA vehicles. We traveled some 8 million miles. during my tenure, had a couple issues, but we got through that. Nobody got hurt. We have 62 pieces of apparatus now, counting all the gators. I built 6 medic stations, renovated one, a new fleet facility, a new EOC, we call it PMO, paramedic quarters, out there. That's certainly a showpiece for the county. 3 generations of gear bags. I will not miss gear bags. I could take 2 generations of heart monitor replacements, 3 generations of the Lucas CPR devices, added IV pumps, ventilators, CPAP, hypo and hyperthermia cooler and bags, participated in both the accreditations that we had. But most important is I'm going to leave you in good hands. My replacement is here today, Kristen McAfee. She's been on board now for about 4 months. She's been with us for 9 years. And she's going to, as I transition to the family farm to help my son for, I hope, good 10 years, she'll take over and she'll pick up and do a better job than me, I hope. I have no doubt. So thank you for the 20 years, and the party's next Friday. So come on out and get some food, okay?
Well, certainly, Bob, on behalf of County Council, thank you for all you've done, seriously. I mean, don't you see in the street all the time, but you're behind the scenes on a lot of stuff. It makes them successful at what they do because you get the right equipment to work with. And that's a big job. But thank you for all you've done. We appreciate it. Congratulations on your retirement. And best wishes. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Going back to work now.
Yeah. Congratulations, Bobby. Mr. President, the party is actually just a hamburger and french fry barbecue.
That's correct.
Not really a party. That'll be off campus and off hours.
There you go.
All right. The county administrator's report for August 13th. Item 1, I am pleased to announce the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has awarded Sussex County its Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for the 2023 Comprehensive Annual Finance Report. This is the 22nd consecutive year that the county has received this prestigious award acknowledging the financial report. The award is among the highest forms of recognition for government accounting and financial reporting. Congratulations to Gina Jennings, Finance Director, Chief Operating Officer, Kathy Roth, Deputy Finance Director, and the accounting staff for their efforts in achieving this award. Congratulations again, Ms. Jennings. Item 2, Sussex County is proud to announce its participation in the latest round of the Delaware Agland Farm Preservation Program, which since its inception in the mid-1990s has protected more than a fifth of Sussex County farmland for future generations. In the 28th round announced today by the Delaware Department of Agriculture in the attached press release, the county contributed more than $500,000 and along with the state funding to help protect some 1,300 acres of land. Sussex County has been a long-standing partner in this endeavor and will continue to look for ways to preserve our agricultural heritage. Item 3, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Heritage Shores Phase 4F construction record, Heritage Shores Phase 4F construction record effective July 30th. Scenic Harbor, otherwise known as Mulberry Knoll and Scenic Manor, Phase 2 construction record effective August 1. Item 4, applications for the fiscal year 2025 Human Service Grant Program are now being accepted. The Human Service Grant Program provides grants to countywide nonprofit agencies for the purpose of enhancing health and human services, which contribute to a safe, healthy, and self-sufficient community. Funds provide grants that assist organizations with resources in support of programs or capital purchases. To be eligible for a grant, organizations must fill out an application, which is available on the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov. The deadline for filing grant requests is Monday, September 30th. Last item, a reminder that council will not meet on Tuesday, August 20th. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, August 27th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. As in the past, DART, a division of DLDOT, has allocated funding for transportation expenses for various senior centers in Sussex County. The county's responsibility is to approve the recommended funding for fiscal year 2024 as per state law. This process is an allocation of state grant funds to various senior agencies for transportation purposes. The amount the state has allocated is $846,868. This amount is $50,000 up due to a change in epilogue language in the state's budget. Typically, that $50,000 goes straight to chair, but this year this amount was included in the county's amount to allocate. I recommend that the funds still go back to chair and the other funding stay consistent as in the past, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council recommends the following allocation of state funding to Nanticoke Senior Center, $44,962. Indian River Senior Center, $2,100. Laurel Senior Center, $99,083. Lewis Senior Center, $27,123. Cape and Lopin Senior Center, $43,066. And Cheer, $630,534.
Pleasure, Council. So moved. Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Harmer, come on down. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. So the first item I'll brief is related to the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. As council is aware, and per the package included in your council's agenda, the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Electrical Service and Switchgear Replacement Project S24-09 accommodates the immediate power needs associated with removal of accumulated biosolids, as well as future plant expansion loads. In order to maintain compliance, the algae growth in the storage lagoon must be controlled by limiting the incoming light. A costly cover is one option, but research revealed that a similar outcome can be achieved by allowing floating solar panels, which also provides solar power per the March 2024 council approved lease that we're implementing with Noria Chamberton. The initial design approach for the lagoon solar project anticipated a behind the meter component connected to the new main meter component that was to the power distribution panel. However, in the final design, both projects connect directly to the utility transformer. The lagoon solar alignment routing was initially laid out outside of the county's project envelope on the state-owned lands, and then the archaeological findings necessitated consolidation of all of the construction activities previously into previously disturbed areas under county ownership. Therefore, we had to modify the drawings incorporating an advanced construction duct bank for the project. BW Electric, who was the electrical contractor on site, priced the work in the aggregate amount of $87,425.45. After review of the proposal, the engineering department recommends approval of change order number one in the said amount. I can answer any questions that you may have, or I will read a proposed motion.
Read your motion, please.
All right. Be it moved upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering that change order number one for contract S24-09 Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Electrical Service and Switchgear Replacement Electrical Construction be approved, increasing the contract by $87,423.45.
Pleasure, Council.
For adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
All right. On December 2nd, 2022, Council discussed the conditional option agreement with the state of Delaware for the property commonly referred to as the JP Annex property, right in the back there in the parking lot. Specifically, this is the building and grounds adjacent to the county administration building that houses the Justice of the Peace Court 15 and Register of Wills office, among others. The agreement was part of a comprehensive arrangement made between Sussex County and the state of Delaware to allow the state's construction of the new family courthouse and parking garage in Georgetown. The date of substantial completion for the courthouse is reported as August 14th, 2025. They plan to move into that building over the 2 months that follow that date. It is timely for us to start our project to assure we are ready to construct when the state vacates the building. The county fiscal year 2025 budget, approved budget, includes an item for the annex building. Assuming we are purchasing the building, we would like to exercise our right to tag on to the State of Delaware Architectural Contract OMB 242-2422-SWMJCAP. That's for major capital projects. Statewide major capital projects to solicit a proposal from Teva Ball Associates Incorporated, who is an awarded architect on the contract and who is the architect of record for the new courthouse project ongoing next door. We anticipate planning and programming services in fiscal year 25 with design and construction administration services to follow as we implement this project. We will also finalize the purchase with the state as we move forward. In summary, we are requesting the County Council to authorize Engineering Department to move forward with a proposal request to Teva Ball Associates. If there's any questions, I will answer them. Otherwise, I'll read the motion.
Let's have a read your motion first.
I'd like to make a comment.
Read your motion first.
This is a bill.
We'll read the motion first, and we'll come back to
motion first.
You're good, but just read your motion.
Motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendations of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Council authorize the Engineering Department to request a proposal from Teva Ball Associates Incorporated under the existing state contract to provide architectural and design services for the JP Court Annex building.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on a motion? You have a question?
No, I have a comment.
Oh, okay, well, go ahead.
I just think this is a very good investment. The building is right next door to us. It doesn't make sense to not take advantage of it. The county has been looking at this building for a very long time, 10 years probably, and that's a very good investment.
I hope and trust it will deliver a great project to County Council and all of our taxpayers.
Yes, can't wait to see it.
Any more questions, Mr. Riley?
So there's just going to be, one proposal requested?
There'll be one initial one for the programming, and then we'll go into design after that. So there'll be two going down the
pipe. There won't be a competitive bid process? It's just?
We're going to ride the state contract, tag on to that.
We anticipate that being less expensive, or?
Well, we were thinking with Teva Ball, since they're working on the courthouse project, that there would be some synergy, and there's already some coordination in the background that we see some advantages to doing that. So it was competed by the State of Delaware, a state contract that we're tagging on to.
And now we're talking about renovating the building at this point?
We haven't decided finally, but, possibly demolition and starting over so we can get exactly what our needs are instead of trying to fit everything into that box.
Was under the impression.
Yeah. And this is just for programming at this point, basically assessing the county needs as far as what a new building or a remodeled building would look like. And we'll bring those recommendations back to council, and then we'll start moving into design and then ultimately construction. This is just the beginning of that whole process.
Gotcha.
More questions? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Parker, here he comes. Afternoon.
Afternoon, Mr. President, council members. I have to say this is probably the first time I've presented before Hans Midlar, so he must be truly retired at this point. So I've got three items on the agenda this afternoon. First one is our ocean outfall project, which involves, I would say, some rather critical repairs that have been done on our cathodic protection system. Last year, you'll probably recall, we made the award to Ballard Marine Company in July using a best value evaluation process. We were looking for a contractor who had the right mix of price and qualifications in marine construction. So they began work in early September. We had a list of base bid repairs that we had developed based on an earlier inspection. All the base bid repairs were completed, I'd say in about a month, by early October. The contractor came back and identified, based on their inspection after they did the repairs, there were some additional items that needed to be taken care of, mainly in the bonding wire and anode replacement and repair category. So we had unit pricing in the bid for contingent items to cover this, as we sort of anticipated some of this might crop up. So the engineering department at that time authorized the additional repairs to be made. Ballard came back from Baltimore, remobilized, and initiated the repairs, let's say in the mid-November timeframe of last year, and they continued until early December, December 2nd. The marine conditions became somewhat unfavorable, so we authorized them to demobilize. We had a standby contingent crew time, so they were eating into that, so we didn't want to spend money on that. So they demobed, went back to Baltimore, when the intent was to come back this spring or summer when conditions were more favorable. They did so in June of this year, worked, I'd say, pretty hard to get things done fairly quickly for the contingent items, and by early July, everything was complete, finally. So long process to get to the finish line. We had the final inspection report in hand. We reviewed that along with the dive videos, and we're in a position to recommend project closeout, and we have a balancing change order that we'd like to move on a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that balancing change order number one be approved for contract G23-18, 2023 ocean outfall repairs, reflecting $70,406.97 worth of contingency repairs added to the base bid for a final project cost of $224,906.97.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next.
And by the way, I will add, when our next five-year cycle inspection comes up, which will probably be in a couple years, we expect very little repair items to come up from the inspection based on how much we did this time around.
Good.
Which is a good thing.
It is.
Second item is, I guess, an oldie but a goodie here. Delaware Coastal Business Park Improvements. You're aware the project has been complete for the better part of 2 years now. We issued substantial completion in November of 2022. We've been holding retainage monies against our contractor, who's Adel Construction, pending completion of several administrative and project turnover items. The one big one that's continued to remain outstanding is the approval of the stormwater as-built by Sussex Conservation District. So I would say there's been a lot of prodding for them to get this complete. All I can say is there seemed to be a lack of interest or initiative, and perhaps the resources on staff weren't the right ones to get that across the finish line. But we do have approval, finally, of the stormwater as-built. The last item we needed, July 24th, is when SCD approved it. So with that, everything is in place to close out the project, finally, administratively, and we're in a position to recommend approval of the final balancing change order. I will say the change order does involve a fairly substantial credit to the project, which our finance department is aware of, and it's basically due to unused contingency items. So that, again, another good thing.
It's a good thing. Read your motion, please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that project closeout and final balancing change order number five be approved for contract A2111, Delaware Coastal Business Park Improvements, decreasing the contract amount by $264,590.09 to a final project cost of $4,090,431.91.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion?
I just want to be clear. There's nothing else you need from SCD, right? Conservation District?
Not on this project.
You're good to go at this point?
They've signed off on the as-built. We have the as-built in our possession. So
all right.
That is, unless you know something I don't, Councilman
no,
Riley?
I just, you know, you may or may not know. I sit on the board out there. So if I can drop a word, I'd be happy to.
I think we were both in partnership. I'll just use the word encouraging Adel to get this done. I mean, we've been sitting on north of $100,000 of retainage, their money. So do you want it back or not? They're going to get it back now, but that's what's been holding it up. We can't release it till we have everything, and that was the last piece of the puzzle.
Good.
So, any more questions to council? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next.
Last item for me involves our new paramedic station 103. Our guys are gone here, but currently under construction, as everybody knows, down in Millsboro. I'd say the project continues to move forward pretty well. We have a great RPR on staff and in the house today. And we're a little more than halfway done if, looking at construction progression items. Still looking at probably a February turnover. So we're still on schedule. So as with change order one, we've been tracking a number of small changes to the project scope. They're pretty much all in the minor category. Some are owner contractor request driven and others are just based on changed project conditions. All the items are summarized in your packet with a notation of whether they either involve a change credit or a charge. And of course there's backup for all the pricing in your packet. If you don't mind, I'd like to just for the record read the items.
Certainly.
Okay, just real quick. And there's a total of nine of them. Removal of a single fire alarm pole station. Next one is a model change in the flagpole. Those are both credits. The addition of water feed to our janitor closet mop basin, that's a charge. Change in the roof valley flashing installation method, that's number four. That's also a credit to us. Recessing an electrical panel into the wall as opposed to the flush mount, that's a charge for us. Removal of twist lock plugs from the contract, that's a credit. Gutter downspout routing modifications, that is an add-on, that's a charge. It wasn't part of the plans or the design. We had some paving scope modifications along Dickerson Road, which aren't done yet. That's a credit to us. And of course there's allowable contractor overhead and profit. So those are the items involved. And the final tabulation results in a net increase to the contract amount of $8,313.20. And unless there's any questions, I have a motion to read. We have some more items that we're tracking, again, small items. So we'll be coming back probably within the coming weeks with a change order three. Nothing substantial so far.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number two be approved for contract C-2118 Paramedic Station 103, increasing the contract amount by $8,313.20 to $1,819,067.20.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars, project manager.
Sounds so much easier, doesn't it? good afternoon, council members. Good afternoon, Mr. President. So first one up is the Heron Creek project. Phase number two, that was the originally JJID project. I gave you a summary of the entire project. We are getting very close. Today was a very busy day in Heron Creek. The connections are starting, and we have a lot of inquiries, and you know, like there's always, when we send out 200 letters, there's a lot of activity behind
it. I'm sure.
So the last piece, which is waiting to be accomplished, is the Pinewater Farms, the eastern piece of Pinewater Farms. There's a number of people on holding tanks, a number of people on failing septics. They're definitely awaiting this. You know, this was the piece which was put in limbo by JJID. We suspended the contract. We finally terminated the contract. Luckily, Teal took it over with their unit prices intact. We made that change. USDA concurred to all of this. In the process, Teal now completely wrapped up their piece on the south side of Banks Road. That's where the letters went out for. These are the hookups happening right now. Now they have, in the past year, they ran into labor shortages. That sort of continued through this year, and they moved all their forces now over into the northern piece, and and they hired one subcontractor just for the drilling piece, just to move, speed things along. So we came up with a realistic estimate, what we believe is reasonable for a time extension. And we do have sufficient funds left in the Whitman and Record contract for a inspection. And we have one inspector on there, Whitman has one inspector, and the administration is done jointly between one of Whitman's engineers and myself. So I hope I can wrap this up while I'm still under project management. And one more round of letters will go out in the fall for the final connections. So we have this, it's a pure time extension change order. So we have that motion for you to consider.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 4 for contract S20-08, Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District South, Gravity Sewer and Force Main Phase 3 be approved, increasing the contract time by 112 calendar days, contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The Winding Creek Village Water District. Mr. Ashman and I had the pleasure to hold the public hearing the previous Friday, August the 2nd. I gave you a quick summary of how the optimized boundary came into play, because the initial boundary, which was the entire district, which was approved by the council, was removed from the actual referendum vote by petition. And Mr. President, you were instrumental in getting this done by saying we can do this via the affidavits, 50% were received. In the presentation, some of the attendees wanted us to go in that history. We did not. We just started off, how did the optimized district come into being, and why are we here today? Because the optimized district was approved with a uniform water consumption charge, which is consistent with all of our other customers, except for Ellendale, where we have a meter charge for reasons which are associated with the DHSS and how that particular grant was given to us. You remember that was a 100% grant. So all of our regular districts are uniform charge, which this one was approved under. The petition we received, the construction, which has been bid and is awaiting supplemental funding, which we will get hopefully in September, then we can move it forward for your approval, was designed, bid, and advertised without meters. So the meters issue would have to have a construction cost component for the individual citizen when they want to connect the house, because they would have to buy the meter, the assembly, the pit, the lid, the reader from Tidewater, be installed by their plumber. So that was a big discussion item during the hearing. In the end, we presented the data. You know, you would pay more for your connection to your plumber because you have to buy the meter and the accessories. And you have a fixed fee component to the meter charge. So there's a metered charge by flow, and there's a fixed fee component which covers all the items we have to pay for anyway. I'll give you one example. The master meter, which we still would need, is owned by Tidewater, maintained by Tidewater in a vault, and they charge the district, that water district, $8,000 almost for that annual charge. So this is a fixed cost. Whether anybody flows any water or not, that cost has to be paid. And there's a number of other costs. For example, the metering setup, the administrative staff in finance accounting. You know, these things have to become compensated. So we presented all that. And at the end of that presentation, we asked for a straw poll. Who, after the full listening to everything, still wanted metering? And so initially we had presented to the public hearing, 9 were in favor and 20 were opposed. So we double checked, and my memo initially said 30 properties represented. One was a double count, two people signed in. We only had 29 properties represented. So since then, we asked for, at the meeting we asked for, and since then with an email to the citizens, we asked for to have additional votes come in, additional requests come in to show you where this stands. So since then, by email, 20 additional ones were represented, 16 opposed, 4 in favor. As you can see, the percentages are very similar, because if you look at the overall, more than 3/4 of the people who want to who are involved are not in favor of the metering. So the request was made initially at the hearing to leave the record open for a couple of weeks. Since we have received additional votes, we do not believe 2 weeks will add any change to the process. So we believe at this point we would be ready to make a recommendation to County Council and say, we've been through the required steps by Delaware Code. We received the 50 petitions. And you remember, the petitions were not to be in favor or against metering. The petitions were to investigate and report at a public hearing on metering. So that's an important distinction.
Yeah.
So at this point, we believe it has clearly been demonstrated that metering is more expensive to the vast majority of the constituents. Yes, there are some people who can benefit, but the vast majority would not. We also presented, and I should add that, the county budget contains a additional charge if you want to irrigate your lawn. And there was a misconception. A lot of people believed that would be just included in the base rate. No. For years, the county budget had a irrigation charge. So anybody who is irrigating their lawn with treated water, potable water, will be subject to that charge. We made that very clear at the hearing, and we certainly will make it clear again when the construction proceeds. And the connections, because when we send out the connection letter, that connection letter, Mr. Ashman and I discussed, will have to have a sentence. You have the choice right now when you connect to request irrigation or not. Because if you do, here's your consequence, you will be billed. Sure. So I think that swung a number of the votes from in favor of metering to against metering. So having said that, with the background and where we are today, I believe we fulfilled our obligations under Delaware Code, and you can make, and you have the discretion to decide not to proceed to a referendum.
You have a motion?
There wouldn't be a motion. It would be a
recommendation.
We have a recommendation based on our findings presented at the hearing, and the results received, the additional results received after the hearing, to not proceed to a referendum.
Okay. Mr. Moore, do we have to do anything with that except just accept it?
You can accept it, make a motion to do something different, to proceed, or based on what he indicated, if you feel more comfortable, you can make a motion to
accept the recommendation. Okay. Pleasure, Council. I assume make a motion to accept the recommendation of the staff. That's up to you guys. But somebody make a motion for something.
I would make that motion to accept the recommendation from staff.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson. Do we have a second? Okay. You have the gavel. I'll make the second.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second to accept the recommendation of staff.
Okay. Call for the vote then.
Call for the vote.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
Oh yes. I'll vote yes too.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. President.
Thank you, sir. Have a great afternoon. And you can be project manager for life if you want to be, whatever. Old business. Come on down here, Mr. Whitehouse.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. We have just one item of old business this afternoon, and it is conditional use number 2431 filed on behalf of Play It Safe LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before council at its meeting of July 16th of this year. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, council closed a public record and deferred for further consideration. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located at 1510 Savannah Road, Lewis.
Any questions? Any questions? Okay, Mr. Moore, would you read a short title?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.26 acre more or less for the reasons given 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through L. And it is my understanding there may be an amendment to those conditions.
Okay. Mr. Shea,
I amendment. Would like to offer an amendment to condition F in okay. the planning and zoning recommendation. Condition F, the applicant shall install physical barriers, landscaping, and no parking signs along Savannah Road and Quaker Road as may be permitted by DLDOT. Specifically on Quaker Road, there shall be balusters or other DLDOT-approved traffic control devices from the back corner of the lot along Quaker Road to the DLDOT-approved entrance. All parking shall occur on site and in accordance with the requirements of the county zoning code for this use. The parking spaces located at the rear of the site shall only be utilized by employees for their use of this site. All parking shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and on the site itself. And when I say landscaping, my thought is that we shrubs or some sort when you approve the site plan to prevent cars from being able to drive back and forth from Quaker into the parking lot. I think that's all I have.
Okay. We'll have a motion, Mr. Schaefer. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on a motion? This is vote now only on this amendment. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
All but yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.26 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through H as amended by, let me look at that. Did I say H before? Mr. Whitehouse, do you have that in front of you? What was the last?
A through L.
A through L. Couldn't read my own writing there. A through L as F has been amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I will vote yes as amended.
Riley.
Vote yes as amended.
I will vote yes. I agree with PNC's recommendation, and I'll vote yes as amended. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings, we have a couple of grants.
Yes. The first one is Ron G. Williams Jr. Foundation. They're requesting $1,500 for their Delaware Law Enforcement Thank You Ride 2024. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $500 from Mr. Schaefer, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Schaefer.
I will remind everybody that this really is a countywide event, and I will offer $500 from the 3rd District account.
A motion, Mr. Schaefer. Anyone else?
And I'll add $500 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mrs. Green, to add, to give $1,000 to the Ron G. Williams Jr. Foundation Incorporated for their Delaware Law Enforcement Thank You Ride, being $500 from District 2 and $500 in District 3. Council make accounts. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Trinity Foundation is requesting $5,000 for their 2024 fundraising golf tournament. Last grant received for this event was the amount of $750 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
So I make that motion to grant $750 from District 1 account.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $750 to the Trinity Foundation for the 2024 golf tournament, being from District 1 Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one. New Coverdale Outreach Mission is requesting $2,000 for their back-to-school supplies. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $1,200 from Mrs. Green, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
So I'll donate $1,200 again.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,200 from District 2 Council Bank account to the new Coverdale Outreach Mission Incorporated for back-to-school supplies. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Sussex County Land Foundation. They're requesting $5,000 for their Dogfish Dash to help with their land preservation efforts. There have been no previous grants for this event. Mr. Riley and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Whoever, Mr. Riley.
Well, I'd like to offer $500 towards the event.
Mr. Schaefer.
I'll also offer $500.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Schaefer, to grant $1,000 to the Sussex County Land Foundation Incorporated for sponsorship of Dogfish Dash, being $500 District 3 Council MAC account and $500 District 5 Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Delaware Botanic Gardens requesting $5,000 for their DBG fundraiser event. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $4,000, which was $2,500 from Mr. Hudson, $1,000 from Mr. Riley, and $500 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I will offer $2,500.
I'll offer $1,000.
What do I do? Five.
You
okay.
Did 500.
I'll do 500. Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Riley, to grant $4,000 to the Delaware Botanic Gardens Incorporated for their 2024 dinner party sponsorship, being $2,500 from District 4, $1,000 District 5, and $500 District 1. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carry. Next.
Next one is Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival is requesting $3,000 for their 32nd annual Apple Scrapple Festival. Last grant received for this event was the amount of $1,500 from Mrs. Green, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
And I will donate $1,500.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,500 to the Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival Incorporated for the 32nd Annual Apple Scrapple Festival from District 2 Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one is Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce is requesting $1,000 for their Broad Creek Bike and Brew event. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make it. Motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 from District 1 Council MAC account to the Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce Incorporated for their Broad Creek Bike and Brew event. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one is American Cancer Society is requesting $1,500 for their Sussex County Relay for Life. Last grant received for this event was $1,500, which was $300 from each member. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Entertain a motion to do the same thing we did before.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second. Mr. Riley, to grant $1,500 to the American Cancer Society Incorporated, their Sussex County Relay for Life event, being $300 from each Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Rehoboth Concert Band is requesting $1,175 for their concert honoring veterans. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,000 for their last concert series from Mr. Schaefer. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
You're asking what?
$1,175.
Yep. I make a motion divided by five.
What did we do last time? I don't know.
It was $1,000 for Mr. Schaefer.
Oh, Mr. Schaefer funded it last time. Oh, you can make a motion. Certainly you can.
I want everybody to know this honors veterans all throughout the county. I'll offer $1,000 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 to the Rehoboth Concert Band Incorporated for their concert honoring veterans. Questions on a motion from the District 3 Council MAC account. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will have motion carried. Next.
Hey, Cheers requesting $500 for their 14th annual Classic Car, Truck, and Bike Show. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Riley, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
They're only asking $500?
That's correct.
Wow.
Offer $500.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $500 from District 5 Council Mag account to Cheer Incorporated Georgetown for their 14th Annual Classic Car, Truck, and Bike Show. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. And last?
And the last one. Delaware State College Alumni Association is requesting $2,500 for their Band to the Beach program. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Schaefer and $500 from Mr. Hudson. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $500 from the 3rd District.
I'll do $500 as well.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second. Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000, being $500 from District 3 Council Mag account and $500 District 4 Council Mag account, the Delaware State College Alumni Association for the Band to the Beach event. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one. It's in Mr. Schaefer's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR, medium density residential district, for an amendment of condition H and the amendment / deletion of condition R contained within conditional use number 2359, ordinance number 2964, regarding the requirements for landscaping and for the installation of gates on Stokely Boulevard between the governor's community and the proposed cottages to be located on certain parcel of land lying in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25.56 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer, introduce it.
Okay. That is all.
Thank you. Any council member comments? Council member comments. Entertain motion to go to executive session for land acquisition and pending and potential litigation.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now, executive session for land.